As we walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, sometimes questions come up. In Matthew chapter 24, one of the most highly prophetic chapters in all of Scripture, we read in verse 1, Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to the buildings. "Do you see all these things?" he asked. "I tell you the truth, not one stone will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. "Tell us," they said, "when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" Now I want you to know in verse 3, it's packed with all the questions we have. These are the questions that are being asked. These are the questions that psychics and old occultists and prognosticators are all trying to look into. These are the questions that conspiracy websites and talk shows and millions are looking into right now. These are the questions that were brought up and given to Jesus. Now please remember, this is the Logos, the eternal God, now in human flesh. He still holds the attributes of omniscience. He knows. And when the questions come out, look what they are. "Tell us," they said. And I want you to know that I think the world is asking that. Tell us. Somebody tell us about the ominous feeling we feel in the air, about the sense of angst that we feel politically and economically and around the world. Tell us. And I would say that millions of Christians sit in churches and they want to hear from their pastors. Tell us with clarity. Tell us with assurance. Tell us, what does the prophetic revelation of God say? Here comes more. When will this happen? When will this happen? Now, as we listen to the questions, tell us, when will this happen? We've got to understand that there's responses by Jesus in this chapter that answer this with clarity and so much more. He didn't just give them a verse or two. He didn't just speak a sentence, even a small paragraph. We now have this massive chapter that Jesus gives. When will this happen? When you think about the end of days, the rise of the Antichrist, the timing of the catching away of the saints, the visible return of Christ, the opening of the abyss, you know, all the things that are going to occur, when will this happen? This is in Matthew 24:3. It goes on, more questions. And what will be the sign of your coming? Notice they didn't say, "Are you coming?" By this time, the body of biblical and prophetic revelation from the Old Testament alone gives us massive content. And they'd been walking with Jesus for some time now. So when they bring up the second coming, it's not, "Are you coming?" "If you're coming," this is now a foundation in their minds and hearts. This is a major aspect. There would be no second coming if there wasn't a first coming. And the first coming includes the second coming. It includes the finality of evil. It includes the goal of salvation, indestructible immortality, and being with Him. I mean, the goal of God simply is He loves us and He wants us. I think that's found in John's Gospel chapter 14, when Jesus talks about going away and coming back to get them and taking us to be with Him. It's all about God wanting us to be with Him. If you've ever felt in your life you want to be with God, you want to see God, you want to be there, well, that's going to happen. By knowing Jesus now, the deposit of the Spirit of God inside of you, guaranteeing what is to come. You ever read about that in Ephesians chapter 1? The Spirit of God Himself, in all of His work in our life, that work, that presence of the Spirit of God includes The fact that the sheer presence of God guarantees what is to come. And that is the second coming. And that is the glorification. And that is seeing God face to face. Now they ask, what is the sign? What is the sign? Looking around, what are the signs? And I believe again that as we look into prophetic revelation and begin to learn and read, even here, well, one of the signs, Jesus instantly answers, watch out that no one deceives you. The number one sign concerning the end of days, spiritual deception, the apex, the pinnacle, the unprecedented force and drive and push for seduction. Jesus said, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many. He spoke these words 2,000 years ago. And we live in a day in which hundreds of millions are believing in messages from false Christs, from the ufology, leaders and abductees, the New Age movement, PAC, cults around the world, the Maitreya, many others, Jim Jones, all kinds of individuals that have claimed, I am the Christ. I think that anybody claiming I am the Christ or anybody presenting this is Jesus, we need to go back to the four Gospels. We need to go back to the content of all of Scripture. And dear Christian, once again, see, if you know your Savior well, God in human flesh, if you know your Scripture well, if the foundations of truth are, listen, dwelling in you, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. That's what we're told in Colossians 3. So when you and I, in our daily time with Jesus, in that inseparable presence, in that pledge of I will be with you always to the very end of the age, there is even more. More that can be known, more that can be received. God has given us insight about how to know Him, how to walk with Him, what He wants, what we need, what's happening in the world, who our enemies, a fallen world system seeking to distract us, the old flesh nature, though rendered powerless, wants to bring us back, and Satan himself in the demonic realm. I believe with the ramping up of the demonic side, as biblical prophetic revelation declares, comes many times more direct sense of that satanic temptation. All the more reason why we should know the Word of God. In Matthew chapter 4, this same gospel, we find Jesus engaged with Satan. Satan quoting Scripture out of context. I've come to realize from biblical revelation, Satan and the demons cannot quote Scripture correctly. They don't want to, but they cannot. Only the Spirit of truth can give us the Word of truth in clarity, context, and meaning. As a believer in Jesus Christ, you've been given the Spirit of God that you might know what has been freely given. 1 Corinthians 2. As a believer in Jesus Christ, the Spirit of Jesus Christ dwells within you. 1 Peter 1 verse 10. Just like the Spirit of Christ moved and guided prophets of old, even before Jesus showed up, as they searched intently. Well, they wanted to know the times and the circumstances. Isn't that what the disciples are asking about in Matthew 24:3? Tell us, when will this happen? What will be the sign of your coming? And now notice the end of this question. And of the end of the age. And of the end of the age. Now, this is something that is on the minds of millions, and of the end of the age. I think that the world, in its angst, in its concerns, in its sense of the end of time, obviously, thousands of books are being written from all kinds of streams Obviously, there are many that are looking into, millions that are listening and looking at the web and listening to the messages. But where is the consistent, systematic clarity? And again, I think you're going to find that throughout this chapter 24. Look how much Jesus answers about the number one issue of the end of days: deception and seduction, spiritual alternative, well, counterfeit to Christ, to salvation, to the Word of God. Jesus goes on to talk about wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, famines, earthquakes, and they're only the beginning. The beginning. That's only the beginning. You and I, we're only feeling the beginning. You go on to read this chapter, you're going to find out so much more. That's why I would say, in the presence of God, in this daily devotion, as you're rising before the living Christ to take in the Word of God, to study the Word of God, to stand in His presence, to yield to the fullness of Christ, to pour out your intercession for lost souls everywhere, for the church, for one another. I would even say, put up some prayers for me. I have no problem asking, because prayer is that incredible window through which God answers and brings power and stretches out His hand and does incredible things. So yes, oh, pray for me. May God bless you today. May God just fill you afresh with the Spirit of God. May God give you a hunger for prophetic revelation in this crucial questioning time in history, that you might have answers at the workplace, answers at the family gathering, answers as children ask you questions, answers when friends look to you. May you be packed with what God has said so that you can know and reveal, feel the passion of God for the lost, know what time it is. Dear sweet Christian, the value of this content is incredible. Let's not neglect so great a salvation, so great a Savior, so great the Holy Spirit, so great the power of prayer, so great the mission of winning every soul we can to Christ, so great the prophetic revelation that God has given. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net, 31 Days Ablaze.